Good morning, everyone. I'm sure it's still morning. A very, very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here with us in this service. And it is indeed for me a tremendous pleasure to be bringing a word on a day like this. Our mothers are important people, and we will see in a little while how God look at them. I am just blessed this morning to hear the different tributes that comes from different sections of our company. And of course, they speak volume to the importance of women and most importantly, mothers. And I just want to give God thanks again for everything that He has done so far in this service. It has been a wonderful service. To God be the glory. Amen.
Praise the
Lord. I have a short time to minister today because Pastor Fianic is coming behind me. And so let me just go ahead and say my part, and then I get out of the way for the Reverend gentleman. The passage that was read, St. Luke chapter 1, verse 57 to 58. I am going to say a little bit about it, but let me first say to us that I would like us to concentrate on the topic. Becoming a mother is a place of honor. I'd like to sort of center the talk around that topic. Becoming a mother is a place of honor.
Yes.
It is God who said that she should be honored. A mother should be honored. In fact, the word reminded us from Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives you. It is God who first said that mothers should be honored. And it is interesting to know that the first time mother appear in the Bible, it is in Genesis 2 and Genesis 3. And at one point it says that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave. The other place, Adam said that Eve would be the mother of all living.
Yes.
This cycle is there from the start. And it was enveloped in the heart of God that it should be so. And when God brought forth Eve, God's intention is that she was going to be wired. All women are going to be wired in a way where they would be considered mothers. Yes, along the line, biologically, it might not necessarily happen to everyone, but it was God's intention that it should be so. So the title mother is something that is very important in the eyes of God. And today, as we have heard from these different tributes, we realize the tremendous responsibility and the tremendous effort and contribution that mothers has made in society. I want to just follow up here by saying, seeing that it was God's intention that women should become mothers, God has not hold back on that promise, but instead he went through with it to the extent that what we discover is that the youngest woman to be called a mother was a woman from Peru. She gave birth to a son who lived 40 years, and she herself lived 89 years. She gave birth when she was 5 years and 7 months. 5 years and 7 months, she gave birth to that man. She lived to give birth to another a daughter. But she herself died at 89 years old. And that was the youngest mother on record at 5 years. The oldest mother that we find is also 73 years of age when she first gave birth to two girls. 73 years of age. But I'm saying to all of us here that motherhood is built in a woman. And God's wisdom has demonstrated over the years where that which he has created is still holding up until this time. Mm-hmm. Women are wired to bear children. But God wants also to prove something more to us. That he ultimately has the right to even go further than what was originally created. When we look on Sarah, Sarah gave birth at 90. She was 90 years old when Isaac came. And Isaac, as you know, as Sister Barbara had said earlier, the father of all nations, the heir of promise. And God still wants the world to know that he has something else up his sleeve. And while we weren't given the exact age of Elizabeth, as far as Luke is concerned, Elizabeth became pregnant when the Bible said she was stricken in age. Now, the Lord holds that piece of information to himself. He told us Sarah gave birth at 90, but when it comes to Elizabeth, he holds that piece of information to himself. Only tells us that she and her husband Zechariah were stricken in age, to the extent that when the angel came, Gabriel, came and told Zechariah that your wife is going to have a son, Zechariah doubted, even though he had been praying for a son. And the angel said, because you place doubt on the word of God, you are going to be dumb until the child is born. And right away, Zechariah became dumb. Right through the entire pregnancy of his wife Elizabeth, who were two old people, to show you the ability of God. And not until Elizabeth gave birth before God loosed the tongue of her husband. Becoming a mother before God is very important.
Amen.
And it leads us to the passage of scripture here. Say Luke chapter 1:57. Listen to what it says. Now Elizabeth, full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. Verse 58. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. First point that I would like to make, first of 3 points that I would like to make today, is one, becoming a mother requires a time of celebration. The neighbors, the community, heard that Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was outstanding as a result of what we have said earlier, She was stricken in age. And the community, I want you to watch this, saints. All over the world right now, there is celebration taking. I have seen yesterday, especially, the amount of material that were purchased for the purpose of celebrating today, Mother's Day. It is a time of celebration. Motherhood is a big thing in the eyes of God. And the entire community there, the word is telling us, came out in celebration, in celebrating with Elizabeth. And not only that, the neighbors came, but our family also. The Bible states that our cousins, but we have good reason to believe that other members in the family were there too. Came out in celebration of this outstanding milestone. Becoming a mother. Becoming a mother. And it's so important that we acknowledge this, because we don't know what this child is going to be. We don't know the contribution this child is going to make to society. We don't know for what purpose God has brought this child in at this time. And therefore, it requires a moment of celebration. Look at who this child turned out to be. The great John the Baptist. The great John the Baptist, who the Bible said he was the greatest of all the prophets. He was the forerunner of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has used the mother as a transportation in accomplishing his purpose. He uses Sarah to bring forth Isaac. He uses Anna to bring forth Samuel. He uses Elizabeth to bring forth John the Baptist. God is using mothers to accomplish his purpose, and we are to celebrate with them. What a wonderful day and service this has been so far, as we acknowledge this very important vessel in the hands of God. And this tremendous title that has been given to our sisters, calling them mothers. It is God who caused it to happen. And not only that, God said in Exodus that we should honor our father and our mother. But God has also speak to it other places too. Where, especially in Ephesians, let's hear what he said here in Ephesians chapter 6. Listen to what he said in Ephesians chapter 6. Children, verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. Look how God ties the length of life and prosperity with the honor that we show to our mother, with the respect that we give to our parents. God has tied long life with it. God has tied prosperity with it. God has tied blessing with the fact that we need to honor our mothers. When they came out, the community came out to celebrate Elizabeth giving birth to John. And not only the community, but our own family. They were doing so against the background that it is God who had shown mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the scripture said here. God had shown mercy to Elizabeth.
Yes.
And we cannot dismiss the contribution of God in motherhood. It is God who has given the ability for it to happen. And I'm glad today, as a church, we are acknowledging God in this sense and giving him the glory. I must hurry on to make those two quick points. God has also used mothers not only to bring about his purpose, but God has also used mothers to demonstrate his own love and his own interest in his people. Listen to what Isaiah 66 verse 13 says to us. As one whom his mother comforted. I read it again. As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Hallelujah! What a elevation the Lord is saying to us. Just like, oh, take a look and look and see how that mother hold a child. Look and see how tender she treats her child. Look and see what she would do for her child if the child is in difficulty. And you and I have histories. You and I have information of mothers going far beyond the call of duty in order to save the children, to rescue the children, to comfort the children, to do all the things to make the children comfortable. God looked on that. And God said, take a look on her. Take a look on her. Just like what you see she display in her child. That is the heart that I have for my people. To comfort them in the same way that a mother comforts her child. I want to say to the church today, God is a tender-hearted God. Hallelujah. Just like a mother shows this kindness and this tenderness to her child, God is saying, is the very same heart I have for my people. When we are in difficulties, we can trust a God who is tender-hearted. Hallelujah! The people who came to work to celebrate with Elizabeth, they were pointing finger at God, who showed mercy, who shows mercy. When God sees the mother comforting his child, God is saying to us, just take a look. That is the heart that I have towards you, my children. The last point that I would like to make here, seeing that time is against us, is from 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. And I read verse 1 and 2. Please listen. 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1 and 2. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger man as a brother. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with purity. Paul writing to Timothy. And here we go, expressing the mind of God again. The Lord is saying to his servant, Paul, inform Timothy that the elder woman should be elevated in title to that as a mother. Hallelujah. Why is it that God is so caught up in motherhood? Why is this reflecting? Why is this so meaningful to God? Because the very nature of it, as we have read there from Isaiah 66, reflect God's own heart. And therefore, God said, these sisters, these elderly sisters in the church, and we're not necessarily speaking now of biological mother. We're talking about spiritual sisters in the church who are caring for the youngsters, who are caring about the work of God. The work of God must be treated also like babe, like a baby. You nourish it, you cherish it, you comfort it, you try to make sure that everything goes right with it. The work of God. And this is how the sisters in the church, the early church, treat God's work. It is gentle. And therefore, it requires the kind of attention that a mother would give unto her children. God said, call them mothers. Give them the title that a mother would normally have. And my God, how many of these mothers we have in the church? How many of these blessings that God has given unto us in the church? Sisters who have committed themselves to God's work. God has elevated them to motherhood. Hallelujah. To bring honor and glory to his name. It's only God who could do this. So when we describe a sister in the church as mother, it is even greater than being a biological mother, because it is an outstanding instrument in the hands of God. For God to give the title, mothers who nourish the work, mothers who cherish the work, mothers who love the work, mothers who express the love of God in demonstrating the well-being of God's calling. And this special Mother's Day, I want to overwhelmingly say a big thanks to our mothers in the church who have succored all of us. Paul describing a sister that he sent to another church. And he said, she has succored me. She had helped me in my time of difficulty. She's here with me to make me feel comfortable at times when I was feeling dreary and worn out. She comforted me. This is the work of some of our sisters in the church. And God using that, seeing that, elevate them to motherhood so that he be glorified. And so that's why the last scripture I'm going to quote here today, that's why Proverbs, the wise man, tells us that we should not forsake our mother when she is old. That is deliberate by the blessed Holy Spirit to put that in there. Don't forsake your mother when she is old. So, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Why is this so? Because that's the time she needs our attention. That's the time she needs our cuddling in return. She may have lost her beauty. She may have lost her reasoning. She may have lost our teeth. She may have lost our appetite. She may have lost our friends. She may not be the type of person who is able to walk around as she was when she was younger. But the Bible said, she is your mother. The Bible said, nothing can change that. She is your mother.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And that's the time she needs us. That's the time she needs the younger strength, the fresh mind, somebody to make decision for her. And the Bible made sure that that goes in here as a record. Don't forsake her when she is old.
Hallelujah.
I just want to continue to bless all the mothers here. I want to say a very special thanks to the mother of my children, Sister Judy. God knows how difficult it was at times for her. But she held those children close to her. Very close to her. Like a mother gathering her chick under her wings. That is what I see displayed between them. I want to give God thanks for her. It was such a touching moment when one of them visited Friday. And as I sat and watched both of them, Sister Judy and him, I could not help but reflect on moments. But to God be the glory for all our mothers here this morning. To God be the glory for all our sisters here this morning. And I want to give God praise and give God glory for everything that he has done. And how much he himself has purposed to honor women. Both biological mothers and spiritual mothers. God in his wisdom has done that. Let us continue to respect and reverence our mothers and hold them up before God at all times, that God will continue to bless them. And especially in the Apostolic Church in America, bless our mothers who God said need to be elevated to that title.